A two-year-old girl was hospitalised last week after she was allegedly raped in Tennant Creek by a 24-year-old man. That man is now in custody. In the months leading up to the incident, a number of substantiated notifications were made to Territory families about the child. Now the NT government has ordered an immediate investigation into its own handling of the case. Dale Wakefield is the Minister for Territory Families and joins us. Welcome to RN Drive.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
Why wasn't something done earlier to protect this child?
We have asked the CEO to answer that question. We know that from the information we have, that we have had a range of information provided to the department about that child. We are looking through whether any of that was relation to her safety around sexual violence. We will continue to work with the family at the moment to make sure that child is safe. But we need to understand the facts and before we make decisions about how to move forward.
To what extent was the NT government aware of concerns about the circumstances of this child prior to the incident?
My understanding is that we had had a range of notifications about the child that were to do with the circumstances where she was living. We know that we've put in a range of supports for that family and we will, through this investigation, make sure that we've made the right decisions at the right time and we'll be transparent about that investigation.
What should have happened when multiple notifications were made about this child to Territory families? What didn't happen that should have?
And that's what the investigation will find. But we need to be aware that notifications can happen around a range of issues. It can happen around exposure to domestic and family violence. It can happen around, parenting concerns. Some of them can be substantiated through the investigation process. But through that investigation process, the role of child protection workers right across the country is to identify where families have strengths and weaknesses and may need support to improve that parenting so that we can maintain the family, or in the worst case scenario, the state needs to intervene and put some protection around that child. So we will investigate that. We want to make sure we get the facts right before we leap into conclusions around this case. It is a horrendous case. Our thoughts are with the family. Sexual violence against children is, absolutely abominable to anyone who hears this story. We know it's a problem right across Australia, right across the world, as the Royal Commission, the National Royal Commission into Institutionalised Responses to Sexual Violence pointed out.
Yeah, but we do know it. And we also know it because the Northern Territory has been dealing with these issues for so long. The Little Children Are Safe, Sacred report, the Northern Territory intervention, recommendation after recommendation about how to avoid these sort of circumstances. And yet, this story emerges. How many investigations and reports does the Northern Territory need?
I think that as a government, when we came to power 18 months ago, we absolutely took responsibility for the issues facing not just our youth justice system through the Royal Commission, but also our child protection system. As a minister, I've been working with the department to improve the way we do things. We need to continue to do that. We know we have a long journey to go, but as a government, we are absolutely committed to having those hard conversations about inadequate housing in remote areas of Australia, of the significant alcohol problem that is faced within our community, but also the issues of child protection and youth justice, which have been clearly illustrated to us, and we will be acting on those recommendations.
Is the girl, the two-year-old at the centre of this incident, safe now?
At the moment, she is safe. We have her, the child protection services in South Australia and the Northern Territory are working together with the hospital social workers to make sure there is a strong plan going forward.
Where is she?
She has been evacuated to another state to receive treatment. She is, the family are working through that.
And so her family is still, she's still with the family?
I suppose I'm reluctant to talk around too many details of the circumstance. Obviously, this is a very sensitive crime, particularly when you're talking about small communities. And we want to make sure that we have a good, strong plan around the safety of that family, and so that we can make sure that child is well supported within relationships that are strong and supportive for her.
Do you accept that the Northern Territory government has failed here?
I think we as a government system have failed for a long period of time.
This child?
We absolutely failed this child. We have a long-term systemic problem we have to face. My background prior to being a politician was I ran the women's shelter in Alice Springs. I have worked as a sexual assault counsellor in Alice Springs. These are long-term systemic issues, but this government is absolutely committed to not backing away from those problems, but to come up with solutions to those problems.
So you're owning that this problem happened under your watch and that was a failure that happened because your government, you know, was not watching as it should have. Is that what you're saying?
I am saying we take absolute responsibility for this circumstance. We also take the responsibility of working with the community to come up with solutions. This is a long-term complex issue that has been an issue not just in Tennant Creek, right across Australia and particularly in remote Australia. We need to make sure that we are coming up with a different way of doing things. We all know it's not working. We absolutely are committed as a government to making sure we come up with meaningful change in this area.
How did you feel when you heard about this story?
I think it's very hard to put into words how one feels, as particularly as a parent, around hearing these types of stories. As I said, in my background of working in the women's shelter in Alice Springs, it is something that happens far too often in our community. I'm at the moment reading the detail of the National Royal Commission into, you know, the failures of many institutions in this area. This sexual violence is an area that we as a whole community have not, you know, I feel like we need to admit we've all failed in this conversation.
But I think what I'm frustrated about, and I can hear you saying, you know, we're owning that this should not have happened and that we're responsible. But what I consistently hear from you and your predecessors, and I've covered these issues for a long time, is the same. It's the same song sheet. We're sorry, we know things aren't working, we're going to change things, and yet the same problems keep occurring. How prepared are you to do something quite different and quite radical and quite quick to deal with some of these issues? What are you prepared to do?
As someone who's worked in the Northern Territory for a long period of time, what I am seeing is a change in the way Aboriginal communities want to engage in this conversation. I have met with many groups of Aboriginal people. I've had contact with leaders from Tennant Creek today who are saying we want to step up and work with government in a way of doing things differently. And that is what heartens me the most at the moment, Patricia. Again, I share your frustration. I have been doing this work a long time as well, but I do feel we have a great opportunity with this Royal Commission, with a government that is committed to having the difficult conversations around housing, around alcohol, around sexual violence and domestic and family violence, as well as a willingness to work closely with the community to come up with solutions.
But can you guarantee that when there are notifications like there were here, and you said you can't outline what they were about, that could have been about a range of issues, but there were notifications, which means that the system did know something was wrong. This is not something that's happened in a vacuum where it's a shocking incident where there have been no warnings, that no children where the system has been warned will ever be in this situation again.
Part of the review I've asked my CEO to undertake is to look at all cases where there have been multiple notifications and multiple substantiations of harm. We need to look at how we do those things differently. We need to look at how those investigations are held and what is the threshold for decisions. We have an opportunity to use this detail to inform our decisions around the Royal Commission and how we move forward to make that change.
Dale Wakefield, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Patricia.
Dale Wakefield is the Territory Families Minister, and this shocking story, which I think has shocked the country, certainly shocked anybody who could read about something like this. A 2-year-old girl was hospitalised last week after she was allegedly raped in Tennant Creek by a 24-year-old man. This is RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvelis. Our number 0418 226 576.